Why are you up so early?
We got a show to do.
We've got a show to do.
When does the show start?
For Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Is this every Wednesday?
We've been over this a million times.
Every Wednesday.
Okay, what do we do?
Pull together as a team.
Let's put on a show.
Yeah, I just said that.
Enough lollygagging. Now let's get to work.
I'm waiting on you.
All right, let's do this.
Show starts
now.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, thinking that the CDC needs to be defunded on this whole eviction notice, ignoring the ruling of the Supreme Court of the United States and killing off the small landlords out there. Where is all of the money that is a part of this bailout? Jen Psaki.
Thank you, Jen. There's been a major push here recently to protect tenants from being evicted right now. Why isn't more being done to help the landlords who are struggling to pay their bills because they're not being paid?
Well, actually, the landlords can benefit from exactly the same emergency rental assistance that renters can benefit from.
But right now, as we understand it, many states are not distributing that money. The Washington Post says that this measure could drive thousands of minor landlords to bankruptcy.
Well, that's exactly why, and I'm happy to have you as a partner in this effort. We are trying to advocate for states, localities, to get this money out. There's no reason it's not going out to landlords, to renters, no reason that people who are eligible are not benefiting. And we've seen a number of states, red states and blue states, do this very effectively. Texas is an example I used yesterday. Virginia is one I highlighted today. This is why we're doing as much of this outreach and engagement as we're doing and simplifying forms, making it easier for people to understand.
Making it easier for people. So if there are any landlords out there, please let me know. Take part in this assistance. Where's the money? Why is it not being distributed? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. 923-FM-TALK.com and 991-FM-TALK.com. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Teach you how to fight back. Christy Scott's on the line right with us right now and talking about masks. Christy, thanks for being on the program. What are you doing as a business owner?
We're not wearing masks, and we're asking our customers not to wear them either because it's a gun store. And right now, I'm going outside because I want to tell you what my signs say. I got one that says, "Welcome. We are a constitutionally compliant business, and we're not infringing on anyone's rights. We're saying masks are not required and be as close to others as you want. And the notice to government officials, like you said, you're in violation of your oath of office by trespassing unlawfully. We are not wearing masks here. I'm fighting a fine from March where they came in on a Thursday and did the recheck on a Friday, less than 24 hours later. And we're not wearing masks. I am not running a gun store where my employees feel unsafe because my customers come in with masks on." So that's what we're doing right now. We're fighting, and I wish these other people would stand up and do the same thing. We are so powerful when we're unified as a country. But I don't see it.
And here we go, Christy. I just received this from Bob. "Why do you think the Washoe County Commissioner told me that they have no control over the health department and Kevin Dick? They could still ask him to prove the variant isolated. Show me what you got. But they don't do it. They don't isolate anything, Christy. They don't prove anything. They just rely on people to be sheep. And then they come across people like you fighting for your rights."
And here's the thing, Monica. I have not worn a mask in my store yet. And my store has been open nonstop since COVID. It took 9 months for me to catch it. And I had a poor immune system. My doctors have said that the testing they've done over the last year shows that my immune system is actually working better. Because of what? Because I'm not restricting it. I'm not wearing a mask every day.
Yeah.
I've never worn a mask. I refuse to. This is my business. I live in a free country, and expletive, I'm not complying. And everyone else needs to stand up and say that if they don't want to comply.
Well, and like I said, Christy, they're playing both sides of the fence.
Yep.
You know, it just, you got it.
Absolutely.
If you don't take a stand now, then we're all screwed. So, Christy Scott.
And we got,
go ahead.
Our signs from the Constitutional Law Group. There's a whole section for resources for employers. So I would encourage every other employer to do what we're doing. Fight it. People come in and they're so relieved that they can breathe fresh air in our store.
You know, like I said, Joey Gilbert is 14-0 when it comes to fighting
OSHA.
He's
my attorney.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
Proud. Thank
Christy,
you, Monica, for all you're doing.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, too. Because, again, it's all of us standing together. Because you know what? It's not just Republicans. It's not just conservatives. It's liberals out there who are also waking up to the fact that their rights are being violated. It's amazing how many people are actually discovering that they have rights. Dan, I'm ready to play that soundbite. So this is just something that I want you to hear, because yesterday I went off on Dr. Gansert and, you know, talking about how overwhelmed and overworked they are. And, you know, let's just get a little something of what's going on around the country. Dan, go ahead and play that for me. Never mind. It's not ready yet. So let's move on to something else. And that is, you know, again, why is all of this happening? It's happening because there's information coming out. Check this. I absolutely love this. I wish we had more representatives that actually fought for us.
The audit.
We have never had so many COVID-19 patients in one shift, and almost all of the ones who were just so sick were entirely unvaccinated.
You wonder why we're not buying this. First, because most people in the medical field who are willing to be honest are telling us that they're treating as many people who are having negative side effects from the vaccine as they are actual COVID patients. Oh, and maybe because of signs. This is the hospital he apparently works at. This is what their cases look like. Right now, they have 954 staffed adult ICU beds, 643 are filled by non-COVID patients, and 124 are filled by COVID patients. And this little fun piece of information I stumbled across. They're paying TikTok influencers to debunk COVID conspiracies, to pretend to be doctors, to push the vaccine. The aim is to make this as believable as possible, as if you're a TikTok doctor. The filming, lighting, sound doesn't have to be perfect. Filming on your phone is perfectly fine. They're paying people to pretend they are doctors on TikTok to convince people to get the vaccine. $100 a day.
Yeah. That's what they are willing to do. Talk about misinformation. We're going to pay you to look like a haggard doctor, grab some scrubs, put on a mask. It is very easy because, well, those in charge forget that there's a tracking system for hospital numbers that tell us exactly how many beds are filled, exactly who's got what. You know what? We're not overwhelmed. And all you have to do is stand your ground and tell people, show me the variant, show me the isolation, show me the test that you used. Until then, I'm not complying. Let's head to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Cindy this morning. Wants to talk about rental assistance. Cindy, thank you for being on the program.
Good morning, Monica. Nice to talk to you again this week. I thought it would be a while, but I've got some relevant information. You know, every day the target moves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Specific to your conversation about the rental assistant, Jen Psaki, the eviction moratorium, et cetera, going back to the Washoe County Commission meeting of July 20th, and this was an agenda that was enormous. They had, let's see if I look at it. I've got it here in front of me. They had 30 items on it. Half of it was tied up with a consent agenda. The other half was tied up with a whole bunch of COVID money. And our strategy that day was to pull items out. We anticipated a block vote for the back half, which is what they did. But we filled out comment cards to pull these items out. So specifically, item 22 on the July 20th agenda speaks specifically, says recommendation to accept emergency rental assistance to allocation from the United States Department of the Treasury in the amount of $5,194,310, no county match, retroactive from May 10th, 2021 through September 30, 2025. Retroactively authorize the county manager to sign award documents and direct the comptroller's office to make the necessary budget amendments and provide direction to staff regarding expenditure of these funds. And then, of course, they went on to their regular discussion about it. Our assessment basically is that this is socialism, but more importantly, is the fact that Kitty Jung, I think it was in this particular item, that she mentioned that they were anticipating that if this moratorium wasn't alleviated or extended, that they were anticipating that there was going to be a blowout in Washoe County. So for purposes of this discussion and for your listeners and for our fellow constituents, if you go to the Washoe County .us/BCC/BCC and navigate to the July 20th meeting, the agenda, item number 22. That will give you the information. Go to YouTube, see what the discussion was on that day, and contact your representatives, light up Hillary Sheevy, anybody and everybody about this money. What they were planning on doing was setting up, here's more government solution to the problem that government created. They were going to set up a dashboard to track where the money is going to go to. I think it's going to be funneled in through the Reno Housing Authority, which covers all three jurisdictions.
It's amazing. Let's just create more bureaucracy to get people the money and the desperate funds that they need. Cindy, God bless you and the work that you guys are doing with Nevada Grassroots and the Republican Women of Reno. I mean, it is just fantastic. All right.
We'll do it.
And we need you doing it. Because the media is not doing it. Cindy, thank you so much. All right, we'll be back in just a moment with more of your phone calls. Steven's on the line, John's on the line, but we got to get Phil on the line to give us our traffic report. Hey, Phil.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. A beautiful lady trying to get her CCW right now. They're going to make me wear a mask. Our sheriff is definitely a traitor. The mask police just came and gave me a lecture. I'm waiting outside. Effing ridiculous. I'm shaking right now. Two people found it to be their job to tell me this. Shannon Hardy, division manager out there at the Sheriff's Department. Yep. Sheriff's Department definitely not protecting or defending your rights. Let's go to the talk and text lines. 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show and check in with Steven this morning. Wants to talk about kids and masks. Steven, what's on your mind?
Hi. I was registering my kids today for school at Sparks Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was asking them if I need to fill out anything for them to be exempt from wearing the mask, and they said I need a doctor's note. So I was wondering if you knew any doctors I could go get a note from.
And I'll give those to you off the air. So, I don't want to drag them into it. So, Stephen, email me at Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at 991fmtalk.com.
Okay.
And next time, Stephen, I know it's tough and I know it's hard on a lot of people out there, but don't register your kids. Take them out of school.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stephen. Thanks for calling into the program. Let's go on to John. John, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today? Where's John? Did we lose John? Oh, I'm sorry about that, John. All right, let's go to Linda. Linda wants to talk about our rights. Linda, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I had an analogy.
Linda, are you there? And now we lost Linda. Oh, our phones have better not be going down.
Sally steals his car.
Oh, there you are, Linda. Okay, what's up? Start over again.
I have an analogy that was given to me the other day that I wanted all your listeners to hear because it's so spot on. If Johnny goes to the Bahamas for vacation for 2 weeks and Sally decides to go to his house and steal his car and drive around, joyride for the 2 weeks, and he comes back and finds his car gone. He goes to the police. They go take his car, and they give it back to him because it's his. He doesn't have to go to court to get his rights and get his car back. And it's the same thing with our constitutional rights. They've stolen them. We should not have to pay money to go to court to get our rights back. Our law enforcement should give us back our rights.
Yeah, our law enforcement, when it comes to dealing with our rights here in Washoe County, at least in Clark County, they don't do squat.
I know. And it's time that the people make them do their job.
Yes, because these are elected positions. And when you have elected positions, you also have positions that can be recalled.
Exactly. And that's what we pointed out to the Churchill County commissioners this morning. They swore to uphold our Constitution, and they're not doing it. So they can be replaced.
And I think that somebody should call up the Washoe County Sheriff and let him know that as well. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the program today. And just, you know, why do people need to be reminded that you have rights? You have a voice. And these people are supposed to be protecting it, the ones that you elect, the ones that you choose to represent you, and they are not doing it. Chad, thank you for the email. Chad wants to know where he can find a podcast of today's show or any of the shows, and that is 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. If you look at the toolbar at the very top where it says schedule and all that good stuff, you'll see the very last one on the right says podcast. Just click on it. The podcasts are all listed by date and time. First hour of the show, second hour of the show. Today's show will probably not be uploaded until later this afternoon or as soon as my producers can get to it. So be patient. It will be there. Yesterday's show, if I do say so myself, pretty damn good show. So you ask yourself, why is all of this going on? Why is Monica saying that there's going to be a lockdown on August 11th from the president? Yeah. I got a little bile in my mouth there when I said that. The faker in chief, because he knows that he is not the president.
Got it. As far as decertification goes, yes, that would require a vote. But keep in mind, really, what's important here, and this is what the media kind of likes to blur and obscure, we have to stay at the forefront of people's consciousness with the narrative. The vaccine mandates, you know, the mask mandates, all of this stuff is in an effort to blur what's going on right this moment. Right this moment, we have to home in on the target and find out what the truth is, because once we get to the bottom of what happened in Arizona, then Pennsylvania, then Wisconsin, then hopefully Michigan, Georgia, all we need is a few states to say what we gave you in January was inaccurate, and then the rest will be history.
Yep, the rest will be history. And it's the history that they want to rewrite. Wendy Rogers there, representing the great state of Arizona. Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to stand up for your rights, to stand up for a stolen election. Where is all that fear coming from? It's the Monica Jay Show.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Yes, we are live with your calls at 884-9910. Going to give you a chance to win Bank Saloon gift certificate coming here in just a few seconds. And, you know, I was driving by the Bank Saloon Thursday when I was down in Carson City on Thursday. And I tell you, we drove around and we're driving past the back part where they have a little back patio. Oh, the music was going and people were dancing, no masks. And, you know, it was just a beautiful sight. Just a beautiful sight. So I'll give you a chance to win a gift certificate there for just a minute. First off, though, I want to read you this quick social media text that I just got. Hi, Monica. I had a lesson about the news media. Joe Hart, Channel 4. He interviewed me at the corner bar regarding masks and edited everything I had to say except for what fit his agenda. Now they are focusing on Story County to be vaccinated. We are 15% vaccinated, and from his news, we are the lowest in the nation. I asked him about people who die from the shot. He said he never heard of that. That's BS. My friend's dad died in May. Funny, Joe himself took his mask off, and I called him on it. Thank you for letting me vent. Very angry about the local media. And you should be. You should be. It's about an agenda. They're being told what to do. And they want to play along. They want to be good soldiers. Let's go to the talk and text line because it's your voice. I don't edit what you have to say. I might disagree with what you have to say, or I might agree, but it's still your voice, unedited. John is joining us right now, wants to talk about COVID. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Love your show. I just wanted to know, I know I'm speaking to the choir, but one thing I'm very frustrated about the COVID thing is nobody is mentioning about the 100 million people that had COVID already, as well as yourself, that now have immunity.
Yep.
And they're not talking about that. And, I mean, I had COVID back in October of last year, so it was before the vaccine, but I've been exposed several times to people that actually were tested and had it and have never gotten it again. Not that I was worried because I'm one of the fortunate ones that I had it and it consisted of a low-grade fever and I lost taste. I didn't even feel bad. So it didn't really have an effect on me, and that's just my immune system. But I think that, you know, you're absolutely right. There's an agenda to everybody getting vaccinated. I don't plan on getting vaccinated, but the businesses that are continuing to enforce this new mask mandate and things, I'm just telling them I'm not wearing a mask, and if they say they don't serve me, I turn around and walk out. I walked into a business the other day, in fact, and they said, you need to wear a mask, and I said, I'm not wearing a mask, and they said, well, we're not serving you. And I said, okay. I said, that's kind of stupid. And they said, well, we don't want to be fined. And I said, you're fining yourself because
you just lost my business. John, thank you. Thank you for standing up for your rights. That is awesome. Yeah, even with me being in the ICU and my husband coming to the hospital and, you know, taking care of me there and at home, and he never got it. And you're right. Remember the first 2 weeks we were talking about herd immunity. Nobody talks about that anymore. It's just all pushing that poison. John, thank you so much for joining the show today. Let's go on and check in with Jason this morning. Jason wants to talk about masks. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Monica, John touched on the same thing I was going to ask you about with the people that had got it, the natural immunity. They're not. Are they telling us that we have to get the vaccine as well?
Yes. Everybody has to get the shot. Everybody.
Well,
even those with medical exemptions, they want everybody to have the shot.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get the poison in my arm.
Yeah, because it's they're doing autopsies now and showing that this graphene oxide that is just carrying this spike protein into all organs. It's not just staying in your deltoid. I just played the audio from a doctor today. It doesn't stay there. It travels throughout your body. That's why we're getting the neurological impairments. That's why we're getting the myocarditis. This spike protein is the poison. That is what is killing people and, well, disabling them for life. Jason, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for doing your own research as well. Let's check in with Bruce this morning. Bruce wants to talk about COVID as well. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Monica. How's everybody's favorite talk radio host today?
Well, I tell you, I'm just full of, as my grandmother used to pull it, put it, piss and vinegar. Just get it out. And ever since I had my Regeneron treatment, you know I'm talking faster, I'm talking clearer, and I feel fantastic.
Awesome. I was calling because I just wanted to point out, I know, preaching to the choir, just like a lot of people have done this morning. However, I wanted to point out a couple of things. I'm not surprised that the government come out with all these mandates and directives and everything like that, especially at the state level. Doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, look what happened to the Japanese Americans in World War II. So this is not surprising. What is surprising and absolutely appalling to me is that there are so many people going along with it. You know, they just started with the vaccine passport stuff in New York.
Yep.
When your government makes you produce papers so you can move about freely, you have a problem. You know where else you have to produce papers to move about freely? North Korea. Now, there's a, you know, the mindset of the North Koreans is totally different than the mindset of most Americans, but apparently not all Americans, because they're going along with this. They don't understand the more you comply, the more your compliance is going to become necessary.
And it's interesting, Bruce, because you brought up North Korea, but I also look at China, and we talk about this social credit score where, you know, if you write anything bad about the Chinese government or the CCP, you get points taken away, and that has a detriment on, well, your ability to do anything, to go out, to go grocery shopping, to pay your bills. And what people don't understand,
we already have social credit system right here in America today.
Thank you. How many people have lost bank accounts because the bank didn't believe in what they were doing? President Trump was the first one. How many people have lost credit because they've been canceled? How many companies, how many personal individuals have lost their credit cards because the credit card companies didn't like what they were saying? How many social media accounts have been canceled because they didn't like what they were saying? Bruce, people just aren't making the connection, and
they're not paying attention, Monica. Look what happened to all the businesses that did business with the NRA in New York. What happened to those bank accounts? What happened to those businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yep.
It's all about control. This whole thing with masks and the Fauci, ouchie and everything, it has absolutely nothing to do with health and safety. It has everything to do with control and submission. Why do you think they want our kids to wear masks in school? They're conditioning them psychologically to be submissive to the government.
Well, not only that, not only to be submissive to the government, but if you don't wear a mask or if you don't get the shot, they're teaching and indoctrinating to these kids that those are bad people. Those are people that are going to kill grandma. If you don't get a shot, you're going to kill grandma. I was so irritated last night when I saw a commercial. You know, there's grandma in the house, the door's opening, the family's staying on the other side of the doorway, and they're looking at grandma, and it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the kids look up at mom and dad, and it's like, it's okay, you can go hug her, you had your shot, you know?
Yeah, I know.
To hell with these people. It
reinforces that us against them. The vaxxers versus the anti-vaxxers. And like I said last time we talked.
Versus the anti-maskers. Yeah. Black versus white.
Anti.
Men versus women. Rich versus poor.
Bingo.
It's all about division.
Exactly.
You get me fired up. You get me fired up. Bruce, thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for everything that you do and Nevada Patriots to keep everybody grounded and give them the resources that they need. All right, I've had two emails now, so I have to fix this and let everybody know that the young lady who joined me on the program earlier by the name of Christy Scott owns Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition in Carson City. And this is from Joni. She said, repeat the name of the gun shop that does not require a mask. I want to make sure I spend some money at that shop. So there you go. It's Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition, and Christy and the team in there are just fantastic. They're right there off of Highway 50, and you know, this is what you do. You support those businesses that are doing business, are trying to live their lives. PPE stands for personal protective equipment. That's hysterical. Wade, thank you so much for that. That's my kind of proprietor. I like that. Another business that is just, you know, hanging in there and doing their thing. Absolutely love it. BJ's. Somebody just sent me a notice. We took 10 people to dinner the other night at BJ's. No masks. I love those folks. That's what you do. I hate to be harsh, but if you're going to violate my rights, my God-given rights as a human being over a farce of a pandemic, that you're not doing your research to know that this is as fake as can be, and that you're willing to violate my rights just to appease a tyrannical governor who is he's a POS. Then you don't deserve my business. Right now, caller number 3, 884-9910, $25 gift certificate to the Bank Saloon in Carson City. You are going to love it. You're going to have a great time.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here. If you missed any part of the show, you can head on over to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Check out the podcasts and any other information you may need. Let me walk you through this, okay? First off, big congratulations going out to Randy from Carson City. So Randy's even more excited because, boy, Bank Saloon, $25 gift card right there in town for you to go and have a good time on us. And a huge thank you to the Bank Saloon for being such great sponsors of the show. So if you log on to 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com, you can take part in today's poll question. Should the federal government stop all funding to the CDC after they ignored a Supreme Court's ruling on evictions? So do we just get to ignore all of the Supreme Court rulings? Is that the way it works? What does it matter if we have the Supreme Court then? CDC seems to be judge and jury. Well, guess what? If you're supporting this, then you're supporting handing all of these properties over all of these small landlord-owned properties over to BlackRock. And again, that falls into the you will own nothing and you will like it. I'm not giving up my property. At the top of the page, you'll see home, schedule, Nevada Wild, news, contact, advertising, feedback, podcasts. There's the podcast right there. But if you go into schedule and hit weekdays, all these little pictures will come up. Oh, there's Tom Sullivan, please. These national talk guys, they got sponsors they have to bow down to. So that's why I get you the truth. So if you click on my picture, click on my name, that takes you to my page. Okay, there's, and you just scroll. This thing is so freaking long. Actually, you'll get a cramp in your hand from scrolling through all the information that I put on here for you. I go by the week of the show and the information of the, oh, well, you know what? This is interesting. I just updated all this information 2 days ago and none of it is there. I will fix this. I will fix this. I'm glad I was pointing this out to people because I was going to say I have everything listed there for Dr. Dalton, who is the Dr. Stephen Dalton, who did all of my my one treatment of Regeneron. Absolutely fabulous. It took, 15 minutes and my FSA paid for it. So how cool is that? And I feel fantastic because once you get these viruses into your system, you actually have to treat the virus to get rid of it. Because if you don't, it just stays in your system and it flares up again, just like the flu. Yeah. Boy, I'm really disappointed now. I had all this information there for you and none of it's there. So I will go and I will fix that. So until then, if you need something, I had Rigged, the movie. You need to watch that. I had the link to it. I had the link to the doctors, all that good stuff. So I will fix all that. But I do want to give you a couple of dates. Tomorrow, first Friday at Famous Dave's, starts at 6 o'clock. It's just people. It's not necessarily Republicans. It's not libertarians, independents. It's everybody. Everybody is welcome to speak their piece, to talk to other like-minded people, people who believe in freedom. It's a big thing right now. Know your rights. There'll be candidates there. Start talking to candidates, whether they be for the Secretary of State, for the City Council, for commissions, for governor. Get these people to answer your questions. Because you know what? You can tell when somebody is answering you with a political answer. Tonight, I hope I see you at the Carson City Republican headquarters. They're having an ice cream social from 6 to 8. Candidates will be speaking there. I'll be speaking there tonight. So will Fred Simon for governor. So will Tom Heck. I think Joey's going to be there. Sam Brown's going to be there. It's going to be great. Again, that's in Carson City tonight for the Carson City Republicans Ice Cream Social. You need more information? Just email me. I'll give it to you. Love you. Have a great day.